I say again, X-Men. The Acolytes have pledged themselves to my service and my cause. I shall not abandon them.
Hammer Bay, capital city of the Indian Ocean nation of Genosha, amidst the ruins of the central medical facility.
They acted in excessive zeal. If so, I, and I alone, shall determine their appropriate punishment.
Pardon my asking, Miss Yo, but who died and made you god?
Magneto, don't do this. You're playing right into the hands of every demagogue who believes mutants ought to be wiped off the face of the earth.
He doesn't care, Rogue, about your words any more than the fact that his people just laid waste to the heart of a city. To a hospital, no less. Why should the Master of Magnetism, self-appointed leader of mutant kind, care a whit about the lives and deaths of ordinary human beings?
As always, Cyclops, you see me as you wish. And who knows, perhaps that is as I truly am. About that, you are quite correct. I need no longer care. About the devastation, some might call it fit punishment for a nation whose prosperity was built on the backs of mutant slaves.
The Genosians have accepted responsibility for what they've done, Magneto. They've resolved to make amends. They've changed. For the better! Why is it that you're going in the other direction?
You know that answer, Beast. You would have to live my life, and I would not wish such a fate upon even my most hated enemy. But I see that the time for discussion is at an end. Most impressive. Missiles are constructed of plastic and molded ceramic composites to reduce their vulnerability to my magnetic powers. As was the helicopter gunship that launched them. Unfortunately, I've yet to see an aircraft capable of surviving the impact of multiple steel I-beams. As I've said before, X-Men, I bear you no malice, but I will not allow you to interfere.
Using his awesome power, Magneto reaches into the Earth itself, forcing a massive earthquake under the X-Men, spilling them into the depths under the city.
Best, I think, to remove you to the lowest levels of this facility until my business is complete, where your myriad skills and talents can be devoted to the rescue of those innocents my actions appear to have placed in danger.
No matter how much I care about you, Magneto, I can't let you get away with this.
And how, pray tell, sweet Rogue, will you stop me?
The versatility of Magneto's magnetic abilities is yet another reason this man is so dangerous. A small magnetic push, using the Earth's own magnetic field, sends Rogue flying away to land safely in a nearby lake.
That's the spirit, Lord. Put these arrogant upstarts in their proper place once and for all. Indeed, let we who revere and follow you until death. Profit from your example. Keep your psychic knife to yourself, Psylocke. Good as you are at the martial arts, you're not the best. A lack that's about to cost you dearly. I am Fabian Cortez, a mutant like yourself. Would you like a taste of my power?
Devastation is too tame a word to describe the scene in Hammer Bay. As this nation, which has only begun to recover from its recent all-out confrontation with the mutant band known as the X-Men.
She's referring to the incident we've codenamed Extinction Agenda.
Northern Hemisphere looks like it's got its hands full, too.
Awfully droll way, Colonel Fury, of referring to the first hostile detonation in Earth's atmosphere since the Second World War of a nuclear weapon.
In Soviet aerospace, Colonel, with the Russian people bearing the awful consequences. Electronic systems disrupted across the continent thanks to the electromagnetic pulse. Contamination to the biosphere from the release of more concentrated radioactivity than was generated by the Chernobyl disaster.
I read the briefing papers too, Comrade Alexiev. And no, Dr. Cooper, I wasn't making fun, just an observation. Fact is, we got ourselves a crisis situation here. We gotta defuse it, or let it escalate into something we'll all regret.
The People's Republic vehemently opposes any violent resolution of this situation. Rather, we would prefer to welcome Magneto into the family of nations.
The Union of Soviet Socialist Republics will not allow a repeat of what happened to us and to Genosha. My government demands full and immediate implementation of the Magneto Protocols.
This is Chief Magistrate Anderson in Genosha. Have you got eyes? Can't you see? While you idiots are blithering at the United Nations, Magneto is destroying my country. And because of the structures laid down by you after the extinction mess, my troops are powerless to stop him. We're being massacred!
What about the risk?
If necessary, Colonel Fury, we will act alone. But act we shall.
So many thoughts.
It's a mutiny!
Smashing through my head!
They're killing us!
Gene jokes!
I can't keep them out!
Kill them all!
Hey, the mutiny!
That, gentlemen, although in your collective case I use the term advisedly, will be quite enough of that. Loath as I usually am to use my somewhat outre visage to deliberately provoke a fear response in those I encounter, in your case, I'll gladly make an exception.
Run, all of you, run! It's a beast!
The beast, thank you. And lay a hand on my teammate again, you'll find out why.
What a nasty little temper you have there, Phobol. You may well have saved your friend, though I doubt in her present state she considered that a blessing, but I'll wager at the cost of the X-Men's good and heroic reputation. Fair trade-off, d'you think?
What did you do to her, Acolyte?
Why, what comes naturally, X-Man. I enhanced Psylocke's telepathic power to its ultimate extent. She's probably in direct contact with every sentient mind on the island. Tens of millions of people. Do you think her poor wee skull can handle the load?
Probably a whole lot better, Slug, than you can my quota staff!
Stop! With the whole world screaming for mutant blood, and we cannot afford to waste our energies fighting amongst ourselves.
Strange. We always figured we were standing against injustice.
Then, Beast, your place should be by my side. For what greater injustice can there be than a people would hate and even destroy their children? Simply because they exist.
And you're any different?
Your leaders are beaten. Your cause lost. I call on you to yield.
Half a world away, in the suburban New York City mansion that houses Professor Charles Xavier's School for Gifted Youngsters and serves as the X-Men's secret headquarters.
First string defenses fully enabled and online. Alert calls out to Storm and her team.
Do you think we'll be a target, Forge?
Magneto's all but nailed Cyclops' team. Stands to reason he'll come for us next.
Forge, what can you tell me of the Magneto protocols referred to in the United Nations session?
Not much. They're presidential access-only files. About as top secret as things get.
I need that information.
What do you think they'll do, Charles?
I have no idea, Banshee. And that frightens me.
You're talking like we're in a war.
No, my friend. They are. By the way, where is Moira?
Ran off, right when Forge sounded the alarm.
Stay here and assist Forge. I shall find her.
Professor, it isn't wise to leave the secure facility.
I'll come with you.
No. I understand the risk, Forge, and accept it. I understand your concerns for the woman you love, Banshee. Mine are no less. That is why I ask you to respect my decision. And accept it.
Bull, Magneto. Sweet words made lies by your own actions. You got your hands on Sykes and Wolvie's throat. What you gonna do if we turn you down?
You have seen me at my best, Rogue. Why now so eager to believe the worst? Offer me a fraction of the trust you give Charles Xavier without question. And I will prove to you, beyond all shadow of a doubt, that mine is the true cause. The path to salvation for mutant kind.
Funny. My thoughts, exactly. Your pet boy Fabian did his job too well, chum. Thought I couldn't handle the load. May well be right in time. Then it feels like that drug commercial, frying in acid. But in the meanwhile, I'm not about to be beaten by the likes of him or you. And my amplified powers made my psychic knife so strong even your defenses can't stop it.
The force of the man. Only have an edge because I caught him off guard. Under normal circumstances, at my normal levels, I doubt I could even come close to hurting him.
Hold him a sec longer, Betts. You brought him down and I'll take him.
The accolade called Chrome.
Forgive me, Lord, for not coming sooner to your assistance.
Better late than never. Are they alive?
Frozen in a transitory statue state.
Leave them as they are, then, until we return to Asteroid M. At which point I shall determine their ultimate fate. And yours, Cortez. None of this would have happened had you not mounted this attack.
I sought only to demonstrate my worthiness, Lord, and your acolyte's capabilities.
I bother, then. You have failed. Do not do so a second time.
Before you pass judgment, Lord, I have uncovered some information I believe you ought to know.
And presently, after their uneventful return to Asteroid M, maintained by Magneto's power in low Earth orbit 250 miles above the planetary surface, behind a defensive screen of nuclear missiles appropriated from a sunken Soviet submarine.
I noticed the anomaly when I healed you of your wounds, Lord. A discrepancy between the genetic codes in the master files and what I sense in your own body.
And you saw fit to withhold this revelation from me?
No, Lord, never! You were asleep when I led my strike group to Genosha. I meant to inform you upon our return. In truth, I wasn't sure what to make of it.
Is it a piece of genetic engineering? An artificial alteration in my DNA codes? And I know of only one way it could have occurred.
Baikonur Cosmodrome, Soviet Central Asia.
3, 2, Odin. Ignition, we have liftoff. Vehicle clearing the launch tower. All systems nominal. A magnificent sight, eh, Comrade Director General?
Not so long ago, Dimitri. Launching that plasma cannon would have provoked an immediate thermonuclear response from the Americans. Now Washington cheers us on. It is only Magneto we have to fear. I wonder, old friend, have our actions saved our poor world? Or sealed its doom.
The boathouse. On the shore of Breakstone Lake, a brisk downhill walk from Xavier's mansion.
If it answers you want from me, Charlie, all you need to do is reach into my mind.
In all the years we've known each other, Moira, I've never done that. I gave you my word I never would.
But you want to. I don't have to be a telepath like you to know that. Once, I held back the truth about my mutant son, Proteus, until he went mad, and the time came for the X-Men to fight him to his death. Now we're afraid I've done it again.
Charles is not the only interested party here, Dr. McTaggart.
Magneto!
And if you are hiding something that I strongly suspect pertains to me, I really must insist to reveal what it is.
Magneto forms a magnetic bubble around the boathouse and rips it from its very foundation, hurling it into the depths of space. he keeps the bubble pressurized so he can communicate with Professor Xavier and Moira McTaggart, as well as dominate the situation.
Don't bother alerting your mansion's defenders, Charles. We are quite beyond their reach.
I told the man. I warned him.
No use bellyaching. We underestimated Magneto and he burned us. Question now is, what do we do next?
I have taken the liberty, Charles, of inhibiting all the internal systems of your quite formidable chair to remove even the temptation of any foolish gestures. I'd also recommend against the use of your telepathic powers against me, since I alone maintained a life support in the open of this porthouse. And it is a rather long way to fall.
What's the meaning of this, Magneto? Why have you abducted us?
I have questions that require answers from you both, and I did not wish to be disturbed in the process. I have found some intriguing anomalies in my DNA matrix. I was wondering what you might tell me about it.
I haven't the foggiest notion what you're talking about.
I hope that's true, because we were friends once. And when one friend betrays the other's trust, it leaves a wound that never truly heals. Cast your minds back, both of you, to my earliest incarnation. And that regrettable confrontation in the United Nations with a mutant of my own creation, which resulted in my being reduced to a state of infancy. I was then entrusted into the care of Moira McTaggart, and sent to live at her Muir Island Mutant Research Center. Who knows? I might have lived a normal life, had not an agent of the alien Shi'ar restored me to my prime. The question is, what occurred during the months I was in your care, Moira?
I do not care what you mean.
That's a pity. Regrettably, I don't believe you. Neither, I'll wager, does Charles, although he's too much of a gentleman to press the point. I, however, have no such compunctions. I suggest you search your soul rather quickly and find a better, truer answer.
Charles!
To Dr. McTaggart's horror, Magneto releases the floor underneath Charles Xavier, hurtling him out of the house and into empty space.
You talk of friendship and trust. Is this how you relay them? Where is the good, decent, honorable man to whom I entrusted my school?
You proceed from a false assumption, Charles. The question is not what happened to that man you describe, but whether he ever even existed. Only Dr. McTaggart can answer that. And if she has any regard at all for your life, old friend.
There's a vacuum out there! He'll die!
Then save him.
Please, don't hurt him!
It's almost too late.
Stop! I'll tell you what you want to know. Just bring him back inside, please, I beg you. I'll tell you everything!
I never doubted it for an instant. So, we're ready and waiting, my dear.
There are indications of an instability in your central nervous system. As though your body couldn't quite handle the energies you were processing through it. Akin to a power line able to cope with loads far beyond its design capacities. There was the possibility of a progressive degradation that could in turn affect the electrochemical imbalance in your brain.
What? With great power comes certain madness.
Explain to me then how a man Charles knew and respected in Israel could turn into the master of the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants.
I need explain nothing, woman. That is your task.
I thought, if I could modify the genetic matrix, eliminate the instability. Perhaps I thought I might use the same process to save my son.
How seductively noble. An end that surely justified any means. No matter how foul.
You were a child again. I'm innocent. With a second chance to live your life over again.
And who gave you the right to play God with my soul? Eternal, by tinkering with the foundation of my being, you took away from me the dimensions of moral choice. Every decision I've made since my rebirth is now suspect thanks to you. Every fiber of my being thrown into chaos. How else did you tinker, Doctor? Did it amuse you to see how easily I might be manipulated?
It wasn't like that!
Of course not. You worked for the betterment of the world and the race. I heard those same rationales as a boy in the Auschwitz death camp from Dr. Joseph Mengele himself. Very well, then. As you sowed, so shall you reap. By replicating your process with the X-Men.
No!
My dear, you speak as though you have a choice. Consider the alternative. Shall I return you home atop a chariot made from their broken bodies? To live forever knowing you could have saved them but for pride. You will ensure they come to see mine as the one true path, and that they will follow me willingly, indeed, with all their hearts. For you are only human. I grow impatient for your answer. And do not bother lying. That metal sheepskin not only gives me absolute control of your body, but a total awareness of it as well. I will sense the slightest attempt at deception and respond accordingly. Do we understand each other, Moira? Will you behave yourself and do as I command?
Yes.
Prologue. The Sakhalin Islands, between the Soviet Union and Japan. Six men unload what appears to be a coffin with a large Omega symbol from a transport plane, while General Akromiev and Matsuo Suriyama look on.
Your mission was successful, General Akanayev.
As the Americans say, comrade, piece of cake! That electromagnetic pulse magneto-ignited has crashed every megaputer network in Brodina. Even the sheer military nose have been seriously degraded. They'll never know Omega's missing, assuming anyone even remembers it even exists!
You remember, comrade general.
How fortuitously profitable for both of us that I did.
It doesn't bother you, selling out your Brodina, your sacred motherland? For personal gain? Not at all the act of a good communist. Or a good patriot.
A fool's sentiment these days. And a fool's beliefs.
Pity, when a man has to die, it should be for something more than the promise of mere wealth.
Curse you, Matsuo Tsuburaya! We had an agreement!
Which I have honored to the letter. In return for the delivery of a certain item, I have paid you a certain price. Nothing was ever said about how long you might enjoy it. Goodbye, General. Our business is now concluded.
Later, Asteroid M.
Professor Xavier!
Cyclops!
Are you all right, sir?
Much the better, lad, for seeing all of you again. Neither Magneto nor his acolytes are aware of your escape. Have you a plan for dealing with them and effecting our return to Earth? Or have you already done so?
No, Professor, nothing like that at all. We've come to tell you that we've joined Magneto. I know this will be hard for you to understand, but a lot of what he says makes sense. Maybe his means are a little extreme, but I think we can temper them. The plain fact, though, is that while your dream of peaceful integration was right for its day, times have changed, we have to change to match it. Same as Cable and his X-Force. Magneto is the right man for this era, sir, and we mean to stand by him to the end.
So much for that idea.
What's the saying? If at first you don't succeed.
Thing is, after 10 tries and 10 straight massacres, a body has to begin to wonder.
We are a match for Cyclops' team, or for the Acolytes, or possibly if the Goddess is very kind, even for Magneto. But all of them together.
Well, that is why we have the Danger Room. To examine how our foes think and act, that we may better uncover a weakness we can use to defeat them.
Always assuming they have one.
Scott and his team are the key. You are certain that they have been turned?
I'm afraid so.
But how is it you know? Through the psychic rapport you once shared with Scott?
Sorry to interrupt, ladies. Another loss? Jeez Louise, Arroyo, what are we today? The Mets? I hate to make your morning even worse, but this is a call I think we better take. It's coming in over my personal channel.
I'm breaking a whole host of rules by making this call, Forge, but I don't much care. The decision's been made and ratified by the Security Council to execute Stage 3 of the Magneto Protocols. In compliance, American strategic forces have gone to DEFCON 1, so have the Russians. In effect, a state of war now exists between the great powers and Magneto. And they mean to do whatever's necessary to bring him down. The Russians have launched an assault vehicle representing the pinnacle of their military technology. It's an energy cannon firing beams of ultra-intensity nuclear plasma. It's so powerful they didn't dare inside the atmosphere. It's the kind of weapon a body used to punch through planets, which is pretty much just what they intend to do to Magneto's orbiting rock and everyone aboard. Unless, maybe, you were to get there first and take him off. But if you're gonna move, it's gotta be now, and it's gotta be fast.
You guys saw the simulations. We got creamed.
We are open to suggestions, Iceman.
It's what we're here for, kiddo. Why Professor X founded the team. You know Magneto's sure to be waiting for us.
Then, Forge, let us not disappoint him. Whatever the risk, my friends, regardless of the odds, we must at least try.